Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
There's no magic formula, it's just constant work on the training field. I remember this time last year, you know, we sat in these press conferences and the questions I was getting asked were, are we going to be able to score goals last season? And we ended up, obviously, with 101 goals. There's no magic formula, it's just time, it's just patience with players. As I said, we weren't playing how we were in February, March, April, May at the end of last season. We weren't playing that way in September of last season. It'll be the same this year. And I think if you look over the course of my teams, I've always said it, that by the time the second part of the season comes, we'll always be stronger and better. And we've had to bring in a lot of new players this summer because of the demands of the Champions League and the other competitions. So that naturally takes a little bit of time. And we get players adapting to different countries, not just new teams. So naturally that takes that little bit more time. But I've been really pleased with how the players have settled in, and my experience tells me that, as I said, they will get better.
The game.
Welcome to Upton Park. Defeat to Villa a week ago, somewhat tempered by that late Champions League win midweek against Ludogorets. Brendan Rodgers, though, remains confident Liverpool will soon spark into that consistent form that had them build as title challengers last campaign. There's only been one performance so far this season that they've wanted to replicate, and that was that scintillating show at White Hart Lane against Spurs. So we're back in London again. The bubbles are all around Upton Park, but Liverpool arrive here hoping for 3 points and hoping to start a consistent run of form, really. Their team, Mignolet in goal, Javier Manquillo at right back, Alberto Moreno at left back, and it's Dejan Lovren and Martin Skrtel, the centre halves, as Skrtel takes the role of Mamadou Sakho. The midfield, Steven Gerrard, the base of the diamond, Jordan Henderson and Lucas in the centre of it. Lucas into the side for some stability. Sterling at the tip of the diamond behind Mario Balotelli and Fabio Barini. Barini, whose last start for Liverpool in the Premier League was 2 years ago to the day against Manchester United. We're underway. The bubbles still fly around the ground. West Ham in their familiar kit. Liverpool in the all-yellow kit. And their fans down at the far end of the ground, right behind the goal that Simon Mignolet is guarding. So Liverpool, as we look at it, shooting from left to right, and the Clarence of Blue of West Ham coming forward down that right-hand side. Liverpool see it off through Lucas. Early throw-in for West Ham. John Dernan.
Well, just have to congratulate the West Ham fans there for the great rendition of "I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles." A real old-school football grind. If you don't want to enjoy a game like this today, you shouldn't be out on the pitch.
Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? It's probably the best bit when you come down here sometimes. Stuart Downing fumbles over the ball alongside, on the far side of the field, Alberto Moreno. And it will be a free kick for West Ham, hugging that right touchline as West Ham look at it. Great early opportunity to deliver a ball into the Liverpool penalty area. No one inside the six-yard box of Mignolet, and he's sort of pushing his back line further out. He's saying, go and push the attackers out even more. And that ball comes across, goal! It's an early goal for West Ham! Of goal and diverted into the Liverpool net. A curling ball to the far stick and then bundled over the line by Winston Reid, and West Ham in front in what, a minute and 20 seconds.
Well, I was about to say, I think the only danger West Ham are going to cause Liverpool here are set pieces, but I think you've got to look at the keeper there. That's a long time in the air before. I think he should have come. There was no one putting him under pressure. I think that's a fault for the keeper not to come for that.
What a very early goal. Liverpool back up at the West Ham penalty box. Barini gets a touch. Lucas nearly rides the ball into the penalty area, but James Tomkins with the clearance. Only for Martin Skrtel to direct it out of play. Well, it took the whole ground by shock. Liverpool defence almost mesmerised as they watched the ball roll into the back of the net.
Well, they were all like statues. I don't think anyone moved, no one reacted. And you don't want to give a crowd like this and a team like this a leg up. And that certainly is the first 30 seconds they've scored a goal.
Tresswell hits it long. How many high balls have we seen from them already? Stuart Downing does well. Downing keeps it in near the corner flag, gets away from his former teammate Gerrard, feeds it in low to Enner Valencia, and Valencia eventually comes a cropper, and Liverpool play it away, but Gerrard hands possession away midway in his own half. Somehow Henderson finds it back, then Balotelli on the halfway line. That looks very easy as Winston Reid ran through him. Mark Noble plays a ball out wide to the right-hand side. Another opportunity for West Ham. Scored! Delicate tip by Diafra Sarko. Delightfully executed by Sarko. 6 minutes, 48 seconds. West Ham 2, Liverpool 0. Cracker of a goal. But Liverpool have started on the back foot. And West Ham have been on top of them from the word go. 2-0 to the home team.
Well, I'll make a statement now, Steve. We ain't going to win this game because not one player out there has turned up at the moment. Horrendous start. And I tell you what, there's only one team who wants this game, wants it more than Liverpool, and it's them.
Just watching the replays. The ball had gone in before the advancing man on the far post had got to it. Sarko was the man with the chip. That is a wonderful goal.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think.
Yeah, I think it was a cross. I mean, it was the right ball as well, by the way. He was looking for the man at the back stick. But again, he's just had that little bit of luck because I think that was a cross come goal. But I mean, we're shell shocked at the moment.
What preceded that was virtually half the Liverpool squad giving away possession.
Well,
Balotelli
Steve
was easily challenged on the halfway line. Steve gave the ball away.
Yep.
Variety of them.
It was three or four players involved in not having control and giving the ball away.
Lucas running into a wall in front of him, which was Alex Song. And then the referee's in the way of the pass from Borini. That's actually helped out the run of Curiarte. Curiarte goes inside past Dejan Lovren, who eventually managed to chip it clear. Back from West Ham again from the left-hand side. Cresswell shoots! Oh, the keeper's tipped it round the post. But he wasn't expecting that, Simon Mignolet. Cresswell took a shot from maybe 28, 9 yards out and on the angle, and it might have been dipping into the corner, and Mignolet just certainly couldn't avoid leaving that one. He's pushed it out.
Yeah, it didn't look much, but we were right behind him. What it did do, it moved sideways and it dipped a bit, and obviously just in front of the keeper. So, I mean, I think it might have been sneaking in the corner, to be fair.
West Ham approach again, over the halfway line. Stuart Downing showing his pace, close control. Shoots himself, deflected off the underside of Martin Skrtel. And that took the ball straight into the Liverpool keeper's hands.
All come from another needless foul by Lucas. How many times you see him doing it? Needless fouls, and then we're chasing, we're running back. I mean, there's no... He does it time and time again, and, you know... He must be told.
It's Winston Reid, plays it back to his keeper. Balotelli challenges then Adrian. Adrian didn't like that. He's pushed Balotelli over and gone over the top of him. The two are now head-to-head, forehead-to-forehead. A skirmish between the Liverpool striker and the West Ham keeper. The West Ham keeper is claiming that he wasn't at fault, and the referee, Craig Pawson, just talking to his linesman on this near side to establish some facts about the situation. Balotelli's wandered off. Now Craig Pawson calls the two back together.
Nothing. Balotelli, I'll stick up for Balotelli all day here. I mean, you can see Noble's just gone to his keeper, pointing his finger at his head to obviously to calm down. He was on top of Balotelli. Balotelli never done nothing, and when, obviously when he got off him, Balotelli just confronted him. Why is Balotelli getting booked there?
Well, they both got booked.
Yeah, but why is he being booked?
Yeah, but neither of them should have been booked. I think that was perfect for the referee
to say, exactly.
Right, leave it, let's move on.
But the only person who showed aggression in there was the keeper. Well, again, that's where your reputation goes before you. You know, it's an easy booking for the referee. And unfortunately, that's what comes with Balotelli.
There's lots of time, 25 minutes gone. So you'd hope if Liverpool can maybe claw one back before the break, it provides a platform. Here's Lovren. Ball along the floor, 20 yards to Henderson, wide on the left. Henderson out to the left wing. Moreno delivers it back to Henderson, chipped into the penalty area. Balotelli brings it down, and strikes the ball, hits the player, Sterling! Oh, that's a fabulous strike from Raheem Sterling. Balotelli did all but create that, but just with the way that he was jostling and forcing things into the penalty area, and then as the loose ball came out, what a dynamic, blistering finish from Raheem Sterling. West Ham United 2, Liverpool 1, the comeback is on.
Well, I was about to say, what we do need, we need a goal just to try and silence this crowd and get, you know, just give them a little bit of hope, and certainly they gave him a bit of hope. All credit to Sterling, but what Balotelli's touch and control there to actually get the goal and enable him to take the shot, Sterling, was fantastic. Great, great goal.
West Ham have got themselves a free kick, maybe 25 yards from goal, maybe a little bit further, slightly wide left of centre. Set piece undid Liverpool at the very start of the game. Simon Mignolet just going between either post at the moment, making sure his angles are all right. And the Liverpool defence, this time starting on the edge of the penalty area. Interwoven between every one of those yellow Liverpool shirts as a West Ham player sort of mingling around at the moment, the likes of Stuart Downing and Curiate. Valencia, right-footed, goes for goal himself. Keeper has to save again. Almost identical to where that shot came in before, and Mignolet diverted the ball out, and once again he forces a corner.
Yeah, again it moved a bit and it dipped, but I think it was going wide. I think it was going about 4 or 5 yards wide, but obviously the keeper not knowing that.
Lucas now looks up, flights one forward for Balotelli, who's drifted out the left hand side. A little bit too hard for Balotelli to get to. It's gone out for a West Ham throw.
Yeah, again, I mean, we've got the goal, we're back in the game, we've got that lifeline, but it's now they need to get a foothold of this football match, start controlling, giving the front men some balls, some decent balls to work on, and maybe you might get an equaliser and go on to win it.
I think 3 or 4 minutes stoppage for that injury, that will surely be added, so maybe 6-7 minutes to play in this first half. But it's West Ham on the attack, left hand side, and Valencia takes the shot, saved by the keeper, low to his feet.
Oh my god,
on his goal line, and then Liverpool don't clear it straight away. Sacco then tries to, Skirtle I should say, and is picked out by Song further down that line. Well, they almost made a second headache for themselves.
Well, I mean, he's made a good save from a good shot, but then Sacco playing a ball to Skirtle in his own box when he should just clear it 30, 40 yards up the pitch.
And Downing chips one forward again to the edge of the box. Comes back out to Tompkins. He's chipped it out to the left side, the penalty area. Valencia goes around his man Barini, strikes a shot and earns another corner. I think if it goes over the line, well, it's been kept in play by West Ham. They chipped it to the far post, and then Sarko's had to get in the way and head this one out definitely for a corner.
It's just sloppy work again. Liverpool players thinking the ball's going out for the corner, no one confronting the defender. I think Liverpool need to get in, Steve, before they concede another goal.
Short corner taken to Guy Demel. Demel next to the corner flag, holding it up away from Lucas at the moment. He didn't really take the opportunity to cross it then. Lucas has stuck his toe into that. That's the last action of the first half. A first half which saw West Ham score on the very first minute. They double their lead after 6 minutes. Reed with the first, Sacco with the next. There was a goal from Sterling on 26 to provide a platform of hope for Liverpool. But so much wrong with Liverpool's first half display. Big injury to Dejan Lovren, but he stayed on the field. And a massive half-time team talk now for Brendan Rodgers. John Dernan.
Never started as soon as the whistle was blown. West Ham, bang, they were on to Liverpool. Early goal, keeper's mistake, should have come for it. They were on the back foot then. They got the second goal. I mean, and the saving grace for Liverpool is we have got a goal. We are back in this game. And we need the manager to sort it out quickly this half for the second half.
Well, not the prettiest to watch. If you were to compare it to the Aston Villa game a week ago, John, how would you compare it?
Well, I'll tell you what we haven't seen. There's a few players haven't even been in this game yet. Henderson, where's he been? Gerrard hasn't done nothing. Dejan midfield, Lucas, done nothing. I mean, and that's where they're losing at the moment. They've got no midfield. West Ham seem to be bypassing that, and then they're putting pressure on our defence. So that's because we haven't got a grip of the game. We haven't got it sorted yet. And like the formation, obviously because of the injury. You've gone to a three and you've gone to like four across and Gerrard in between. But the front men have had nothing to work on whatsoever. I mean, that's the simple fact is Liverpool haven't had a grip of the game at all.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Adam Lallana ready to come on, but sort of looking forlornly down the tunnel, as is Colin Pascoe, who's next to him. And who are they waiting for here? Is it the referee? Has the referee decided not to come out? Everyone else is on the pitch. Bubbles are flooding around, as they were at the start of the first half. Lallana for Lucas will be the change from the start of the game. Now the referee decides to join us. It's Craig Pawson who's been involved today. Don't rush, Craig. Take your time.
Yeah, any time today. I think we got the Japanese tourists as well sitting next to us, getting selfies and photos and everything.
John's having his picture taken with them. And 20 for 21, Adam Lallana on for Lucas. Lallana, probably even by his own admission, has been nowhere near his level yet within the Liverpool shirt. I think maybe sort of there's been a fitness issue, hasn't there? Maybe just a settling in issue as well.
Of course, again, he's going to be a very good player for Liverpool. You can just see him, the sporadic things he's done for Liverpool. You can just tell he's a talented footballer, and we've all seen enough of him to appreciate how good he is. So, yep, I mean, I've got all the time in the world for Lallana because I think he'll be a great success at Liverpool.
Liverpool in all yellow, shooting from right to left. Massive team talk delivered by the manager, Brendan Rodgers. And that's the one change at the break. Adam Lallana, can he make the difference? West Ham lead by 2-1. Jordan Henderson to Raheem Sterling on the right-hand side. Give you the team lineups in a second. Ball back to Henderson again. As John said in the first half, not involved enough. He hits Enner Valencia with his pass, and out it bounces for a throw-in for Liverpool. Balotelli chips the ball forward. Half volleyed away by Winston Reid, scorer of the first goal in the game. Yeah. Back come Liverpool. Sterling edge of the box. Oh, left-footed. Man. Oh, scuffs the ball. Went for the shot. Almost stumbled as he tried to compose himself to get the right run of the ball to hit it, and obviously on his left foot as well. In the end, everything just sort of fell down in the move.
The first initial chance on his left foot, it was the better chance. He was more stable, you know. It was the right time to hit it, and then he didn't want to hit it with his left, took an extra touch, and then it was all wrong. His balance was off to actually take the shot, so then he just gave a poor shot and gave it away.
Liverpool on the attack. Perini to Balotelli, very central, curves the ball out to the left side for Moreno. Moreno runs with the ball, aggressive running nature, edge of the penalty area. Lallana goes down, it's with Moreno. They're looking for a shooting chance. And that was in. It's just over the crossbar by Fabio Perini. Weren't quite getting the break of the ball, then all of a sudden it ended up with Perini on the left side of the penalty area, and he couldn't keep the shot low enough to test the keeper. Right-footed, on his right foot as well.
Anything kept low, it's a goal. Goal was wide open.
It's Henderson over the halfway line with his pass. Lots of space for Perini to attack. Here he comes. Fabio Perini outside the area, takes a shot. Keeper can't hold it. He'll dive again to get it. And he has, and in the process as well, he's left a leg out, which Perini's gone over. Perini's stayed down, holding his left knee.
Keeper has, he's made the save, and as he's following up, you'll see the keeper leave his leg out.
Fabio Perini, who made his debut in English football 5 years ago for Chelsea in a 3-0 win over Spurs. His last start was away at Oldham in the FA Cup, that game that Liverpool lost 3-2, and he started here today. And at the moment, he's sat on the floor making his point, I think, to the ref. There's a header away by Skrtel. Comes back to him again, but he's lost it on the edge of his box. Now Sarko takes over it, looking to chip the keeper again. Well, look, if he didn't mean the chip the first time when he scored, I think he did mean it that time, but he got it too high over the top of Mignolet's bar.
Yeah, I mean, sloppy defensive work from Skrtel. Gave him the chance to obviously have the
long ball
shot
by Sarko. The chase from Balotelli. He looks like he has worked today, Balotelli, worked hard. Here he is, goes round Tompkins, takes a shot near post and bustled out by the keeper, Adrian, at his near post. Loads of power and the movement in the ball as well. Yeah. Balotelli, who was wide on the left-hand side, really offering some power into that shot, and it's definitely in.
That's what he's capable of. Like you said, his work rate's been better, and you give him that chance where he makes the space to have a shot anywhere around the box, he's got a great strike on him.
Sterling on the right-hand side drives the ball into the edge of the box, trying to feed it back from Barini. That return pass from Barini was intercepted. West Ham break, they're putting all their energy into bringing the ball back up to the other end of the field with Stuart Downing. Downing then holds up his run in the middle of the Liverpool half. He's brought on into the Liverpool penalty area. Cut across the goal. Oh, Kuriati misses it. He was an inch away from connection just in front of the penalty spot, which would have made it 3-1. Swung that long, lazy leg at it and completely missed the ball.
Good defensive work by Jordan Henderson there. He stood his ground, held him off. Was a whisker away getting his foot on it. But Liverpool, it's Liverpool's final ball.
It's opening up a bit. Here's Lallana, other end of the field. He's chipped one across the penalty area. Marino's taken up a good position. Tried to drive one in, but it rebounded out for Sterling. 25 yards from goal. He's challenged from behind by Sarko. Sterling then almost gets the ball into the penalty area. In fact, it comes off Carl Jenkinson's body, and it's a corner kick for Liverpool.
Been some good football by Liverpool. It's just, I think, the wrong choice at the wrong time, where the final ball's be possibly being given to the wrong person. I mean, Lallana definitely has brightened things up.
Second substitution, or third substitution, Ricky Lambert. And he is replacing Fabio Barini. Barini disappointed, I'm sure. In fact, Barini saying, should we take the corner first?
No, he's saying, I'll stay off the pitch at the back.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what he was doing.
Oh, he's run over to Ricky Lambert now. So Lambert gets 15 minutes of football here. Can he return to save the day? You know, of all the goals he scored, Ricky Lambert, 234 career goals. None have been against West Ham.
235, bang, here. First touch.
Change for West Ham. Ena Valencia going off to be replaced by James Collins.
Another defender.
Yeah, firming things up. Valencia does that slow walk. Does the manager tell them to do this slow walk? It's the most infuriating thing. Get yourself off, right. Liverpool's corner, Adam Lallana. He's got the responsibility. Balotelli's pushing around inside the six-yard box with James Tompkins. Corner taken, far side it goes! Oh, caught on the line, and it was almost in from a header, but Adrian stood up to it. He's bowled it out now, and West Ham are on the break down the left-hand side, and Moreno covers across to stop that break, getting any further from Sarko.
I think it might have been Skirtle. Straight at the keeper.
Let's watch the replay of this. Corner to the far post. It's actually Balotelli. Was that Sarko? I can't see in the pack.
Anyway, the whoever it was, they were unlucky because it was straight at the keeper.
Oh, it's Sarko. It's Sarko, yeah, because Balotelli was on the near post. Carl Jenkinson goes up in the jump with Moreno. Bobbles off Jenkinson's back for Tompkins to clear down the right line. And Sacco heads it awkwardly into the centre of the park. Stuart Downing's on it in a flash and rolls the ball through. West Ham might make it three. The ball is curved into the right side of the net. And Morgan Amalfitano is there to complete the execution of Liverpool. West Ham 3, Liverpool 1. Amalfitano, the substitute, as they broke from one end of the pitch to the other. But that all started from a horrible skewed header from Mamadou Sarko into the middle of the pitch, which gave West Ham the advantage. The finish perfect, and the game's finished for Liverpool. 3-1 West Ham lead.
Totally what they deserved. West Ham being far the better team. And I hate to say it, Sarko looks like a pub player today. He has been horrendous, and that's being lightly on him, because he doesn't give you confidence on the ball. He looks a nervous wreck, and that header there, please bring the ball down. No one really pressuring him, and the header straight to one of their guys. who's passed it on, and they've took advantage and he scored. But amateurish stuff.
Well, where did it go wrong? Minute one?
Minute one, definitely.
And what did Liverpool not do to try and sort of counter it? Or
didn't fancy it today. Stand up and be countered. You know it's going to come. West Ham United will not have an easier game in the Premier League this year.
Gerrard free
I'll
kick.
I'll guarantee you.
Sam will talk of a battling display. Look, Brendan will talk of a display from a team completely out of character, I think. Stephen Gerrard epitomises that with the fury and frustration he's just shown in rumbling the ball off a player and into touch. Well, your motor
89 minutes too long, too, you know. Well,
most range man of the match.
I'm going to give it to the goal scorer. I think it's the only person. And do you know who's probably behind him? Balotelli, as mad as it seems.
I would have said Balotelli, you know, only for his efforts.
Yeah, Balotelli, I mean, he's had nothing to feed off. Everything he's done is created himself. And I'll just edge it to Sterling because he's put the work rate in as such on the right-hand side. And the goal he scored.
What a disappointment. London, feeling on top of the world a few weeks ago. Now they're at West Ham, wondering where it went wrong. 3-1, they've been beaten here, completely outclassed. Full time, West Ham 3, Liverpool 1. Well, let's get the thoughts of John Dernan, the Motorange man of the match, Raheem Sterling, but even he was nowhere near his best. Classy finish by him. What a soul searching for those Liverpool players tonight.
Oh, I tell you what, there's a lot of people who've got to look themselves in the mirror tonight. That, give them the due. We praised them and praised them all last season. Praise it, but I tell you what, you've got to give the rollickings out when they're needed. And today was an abysmal performance by Liverpool Football Club. That's the worst Liverpool performance I've seen for a long, long time. I mean, the effort. Some players that didn't fancy this today, Steve. I never thought I'd ever say that, but key players in that Liverpool side just didn't turn up today.
One by one, they trudge down the tunnel. The bubbles are flying around here. It's a massive win for West Ham, their first win at home this season. You can't fault what West Ham did. They went for the jugular from the word go, and tactically, they played it right. And we talked at half-time about the diamond that Sam created to counter the diamond that Liverpool had.
I mean, you've obviously got to give success to the manager. He's worked it out, and he's come up with 3 points. But let's not hit, you know, the real factor here, West Ham wanted it more than Liverpool. And by the way, West Ham were brilliant. Liverpool were that poor. West, like I said to you, West Ham United will not have an easier Premiership game this season, and I'll stick by that. And like I said to you, there was no way we were winning that game. It's easy for me to say at the end, but you could see it. It was set out from the minute one. We were never at the races today.
Should we be getting carried away with that performance or result?
Alarmingly, you know, alarm bells should be ringing. You've got an Everton side coming to Anfield next week. I'll say, let's forget about the Carling Cup at the moment. Premier League next week. Everton are going to be relishing this. They're going to go, hang on, they're under pressure now. Let's get in the faces, more than what West Ham did today. Let's get in the faces, and who knows, Liverpool under pressure next week.
Liverpool who started this season dreaming of a possible title challenge yet again will start realities of possibly facing them. And I know just that's only two defeats, but teams that win titles arguably don't suffer two defeats in a row. They've got to pick themselves up. They've got to put a good run together now. The Carling Cup might be the opportunity even to just get some of those players scoring, the likes of Balotelli or even Barini as well. At least they're back in action on Tuesday, John.
Yeah, that's the saving grace. But like I said to you, I'd near enough put that side out. Hang on, you haven't given 90 minute effort there today. You get out and you give me 90 minute effort. You go out and play, and you go and play for Liverpool Football Club and perform like you can. That was a bad performance today. Too many players not wanting to get involved for some whatever reason. But I tell you, they've got to face facts. You know, top four, that's all you can hope for this year on that performance.
Post-match.
We were nowhere near the standard today. We made a really slow start, and before we knew it, we were 2-0 down. So lots of elements of our game that's been very good, and everyone has seen over the last couple of seasons, it's just not quite happening for us at the moment. So we have a lot of work to do, and like I said, today was very disappointing in terms of performance.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.